You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain, here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Martheller Chevrolet Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. A man has been sentenced to prison after his seventh conviction for operating a motor vehicle while intoxicated at a May 27th hearing in Price County Circuit Court. Taylor County Circuit Judge Ann Knox Bauer sentenced Terry Olhafen, 64 and now residing in Phoenix, Maryland, to 3-year state prison followed by 4 years extended supervision, and in addition he received a 24-month license revocation and an order to install an ignition interlock device to any vehicle he would operate, exercise absolute sobriety, understand a driver's safety plan, an alcohol assessment, and any treatment as required by probation. There was also $568 in fines and fees, and a second charge of operating with a prohibited alcohol content was dismissed. A plastic zip-top bag with marijuana inside was also observed inside the center console of the vehicle, and a third charge of misdemeanor THC possession was dismissed in the plea agreement. Friday, June 20th at 9 a.m., it's the first Park Falls Community Garage and Sidewalk Sale. With over 20 sales listed, including large multi-household sales, you're sure to find some treasures. A complete list of participating businesses and garage sales will be published on the Park Falls Area Chamber of Commerce website, their social media, and printed soon. Once again, this is taking place Friday, June 20th at 9 a.m., all around the city of Park Falls. A Wisconsin-based global company shows its pride this June with a fundraiser for the Trevor Project. Lisa Hale has more.
Schreiber Foods put foot to pavement Friday in celebration of Pride Month with the Peak Beyond 35 run through the streets of downtown Green Bay. Joyce Gao, co-chair of the company's Pride Business Resource Group, said the event has special meaning.
And the name Peak Beyond 35 refers to a fear that some folks in the LGBTQ community have that they may not live beyond the age of 35. And so we're here to show them through funding of supportive nonprofits and through putting ourselves through something that's physically challenging, that we believe that they can peak beyond the age of 35.
The Peak Beyond 35 run raised money for the Trevor Project, a nonprofit providing crisis support and peer support to LGBTQ plus youth. Schreiber Foods is a global company operating in 40 countries, headquartered in downtown Green Bay.
The Wisconsin DNR is encouraging off-road recreationalists to get their ATV-UTV safety certification by taking an approved course. Just last year, 40 people died in ATV-UTV crashes in Wisconsin, with most of them not wearing helmets. Simple steps can prevent fatalities. The DNR wants folks to create positive memories and have a great experience on the trails, and that can only happen if everyone returns home safely at the end of the trip. The primary focus of the safety course is preventing crashes that lead to injuries and death. If you were born on or after January 1st of 1988, the class is required, but anyone can take it. Even those who ride only a few times a year or at a relative's house should take the course. You can take it in the classroom or online. It is about 6 hours long. Wednesday, June 11th at 4 p.m., there's another installment of Can You Grow It? This time it's tomatoes, tips and tricks with Wisconsin Master Gardener Melinda Myers. This will be a pre-recorded webinar and will take place over at the Phillips Public Library. For more information, you can call 715-339-2868. And once again, this is taking place Wednesday at 4 p.m. over at 286 Cherry Street in Phillips. Everyone's favorite summer parasite is back again. That's right, it's wood ticks. Brittany Merlot has some common ones that you should keep an eye out for.
Ticks. These little parasites live for about 2 years.
Ticks don't die in the winter. They hibernate like a bear. So as soon as it gets above freezing, they potentially can come out.
That's Dr. James Thatcher, a physician at the Aspirus Tick-Borne Illness Center. Summer is known as tick season because temperatures between 70 and 90 degrees are ideal for breeding and make the ticks more active.
Yeah, I know Bambi is really cute in my backyard, but 1,000 ticks per deer, so you really want to keep your distance from Bambi. That's the first thing. So the other thing, obviously, you want to do in your yard is they have this liquid fence that you can, and it's a lot of these natural things too, and you pour that on the edges of the yard. It's supposed to ward off the deer.
Common ticks here in Wisconsin are the wood and deer ticks.
The difference is the wood tick is more of a brown color with a light brown design on its back. The deer tick has kind of that burnt orange belly.
That's Ashley Johnson, a nurse practitioner also at Aspirus Tick-Borne Illness Center.
And then the other one, that Asian longhorn tick now does live in the North Woods. So that is a bigger dog tick, but also has brown legs.
Then there is the nymph, the most infectious and tiniest one of them all.
So as the spring goes on and the ticks that have been mating on the deer start to produce babies, and those babies get a little bigger and they start seeking out their own blood source, those are the ones that are most likely to infect you.
And they're hard to see, so it's best to wear bright clothes to spot them.
Because it really doesn't want you to know it's there. First, it numbs the skin like a surgeon. Secondly, it gives you an antihistamine, so you don't itch right away. And the third thing it does is it gives you an anticoagulant so you don't bleed down your leg.
For Civic Media News, I'm Brittany Merlau.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The Packers released Jair. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. The Green Bay Packers have decided to part ways with Jair Alexander. ESPN reporting the 28-year-old defensive back was prepared to report to the team's minicamp tomorrow. Jair Alexander has missed over half the games the past two seasons due to injury. Baseball tonight. The Brewers opening a three-game series at home against the Atlanta Braves. Veteran lefty Chris Sale on the mound for the Braves against Milwaukee's right-hander Aaron Savalier. The Brewers losing 1-0 yesterday to the Padres. Desperate to score a run, Pat Murphy admitted after the game he gambled, putting in a pinch runner in for Rhys Hoskins in the seventh, saying it was a mistake considering Hoskins could have had another at-bat in the ninth.
It's one of those decisions. Seventh, eighth, or ninth, do you pinch run for your slowest guy? It backfired today. It wasn't the right call today, that's for sure.
NBA Finals, the Pacers losing to the Thunder 123-107. Game 3 in Indianapolis Wednesday night with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Billy Joel has been famous for decades, but the fame came with a price. The first part of a new documentary just premiered at the Tribeca Film Festival about Joel's life called Billy Joel and So It Goes. The documentary is chock full of salacious details about his life, like the fact that Joel attempted suicide twice after having an affair with his best friend's wife. In the 1960s, Joel was in a band called Attila with his best friend John Small and moved in with Small, his wife Elizabeth, and their son. Joel said the relationship with Small's wife Elizabeth was a slow courtship, but eventually he had to tell his friend that he was in love with his wife. The friend was not happy and punched Joel in the face and sent him looking for a new place to live. Joel ended up connecting with Elizabeth a few years later and marrying her. The marriage lasted from 1973 to 1982. All great couples have an interesting story about how they met. Starting July 1st, you can take even more time getting to your seat at the movies. That is, if you're going to AMC theaters. The Hollywood Reporter says commercials will start playing before movies, along with coming attractions. The theater chain set up a deal with National CineMedia. With commercials, the Dolby Surround sound ads, theater etiquette ads, and previews, you actually have time to watch another movie on your phone before your featured attraction starts. But use headphones, please. Otherwise, it would be rude. Sydney Sweeney has been in the news quite a bit lately. She's now part of a new thriller, and not the kind that involves her selling her bathwater. She and Julianne Moore have teamed up in a new thriller called Echo Valley. Moore plays a divorced single mom raising her daughter, played by Sweeney, who is running with the wrong crowd and has a drug problem, which causes her and her mom to go broke. Might have to use some of that soap money. The film is directed by BAFTA winner Michael Pierce and drops on Apple TV June 13th. Not sure if Steve Carell has big feet, but his shoes will be tough to fill. No one knows that more than Domhnall Gleeson, who will play the boss on a new spin-off of NBC's The Office. The paper will feature the same documentary film crew from The Office, even though it was never really featured, as they record the daily happenings of a dying local newspaper, and it will be brought to you by the same team that brought you the American version of The Office. Gleeson, the son of actor Brendan Gleeson, knows the challenges he faces. The actor said he recently received encouraging words from Carell's Office co-star, John Krasinski, who reassured the actor that he was in great hands with executive producer Greg Daniels. Daniels successfully rebooted Ricky Gervais and Stephen Merchant's show of the same title from the UK. Although the title is different, the challenges faced in the paper are the same faced by those who ran a fictitious paper. Company. There is no release date yet, but the paper will premiere in September on Peacock. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible today. Our high in the mid to upper 60s this afternoon with wind northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 48. Tomorrow will be sunny and it will be warmer with a high right around 77. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.